This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Michael Bell from Dirty Honey on the hotline right now.
Yeah, I've been wanting to catch up with these guys. That Madrid gig is going to be goddamn ridiculous. There's limited tickets right now. It's a for sure sellout. If you want to see Dirty Honey in probably the best live music venue, and if you've never seen the Madrid, it is such a cool, small theater. It is the perfect place to see Dirty Honey.
Our next guest is the frontman for the Los Angeles-based band, whose debut single, When I'm Gone, made them the first unsigned band to top the Billboard mainstream rock charts. His name is Mark LaBelle, and the band is Dirty Honey.
And all I want.
The band's latest album, Can't Find the Brakes, featuring their new single, Don't Put Out the Fire, is out now. And on Sunday, July 21st, the band returns to KC for one show at the Madrid Theater. Please welcome Dirty Honey frontman and friend of the show, Mark LaBelle.
Mark LaBelle, how are you, brother?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing much better after that pump up you just gave me.
For real, man. Where are you at right now? You're echoing like crazy, man. Can you hear me okay?
Am I echoing?
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like you're in a bathroom.
Let me, you know what? Let me call Jake back real quick from my phone, and I'll.
Are you on speaker or are you on your regular phone?
I'm going through the computer right now, actually.
You know what? It'll be just fine. Don't worry about it. I can hear you, man. That way we don't. Yeah, because I don't want to keep you up. I mean, listen, man, we haven't caught up in so long. I want to see what's been going on. You guys, the tour has been going great. The album is incredible. You guys are hitting the Madrid, which you've never played that before, but you're going to love this joint, man. It's a great theater. Like, you guys should shoot a video there. Like, it's going to be an off the hook rock and roll, sweaty good night.
Oh, hell yeah. Should we actually shoot a video there? That's something that is on my mind, actually, for that last tune you just played leading into the interview here for Don't Put Out the Fire. That's something we got to get on. So, you might be throwing out some good ideas here.
Yeah, well, listen, I'll tell you, when you guys go out and you tour so hard like you do, and you've been on the road enough, you know there's a thing called road hot, like that comes with a band. A band can be incredible in rehearsal. They can be incredible when they're laying down a record. But there's something about continual on the road, playing together nonstop, that gets you to another level that is, there's no words to describe it. It's just perfection. It's what made Guns N' Roses great. It's what made all these incredible bands great. Dude, that road hot thing, and that's what you guys have finally, you've done enough touring. You played with each other so many hundreds of shows now. You're at that spot.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a real thing, and especially, having toured so much in the last 5 years, really. Like, we started recording every show now for the last year or so. And, you know, I'm just now diving into it. I've had about a month off to dive into the recordings that we've got. And yeah, you can tell, like, once you hit that stride, maybe 2 weeks into a tour,
right,
you know, the band just starts firing on all cylinders. Everybody, it's kind of like playing sport almost. There's no way to, you can rehearse all you want, but once you get in front of an audience, it's a different game.
Yeah, yeah, because everything is different. You're moving, you're in the moment, you're getting the feedback from the audience. And I'll tell you, can you listen? Because you were saying that you tape every show. How is it? Because I know some guys can listen and they can just take a really great middle of the road, like, critical view of it. And some people, like me, I can't listen to anything we do because I hate it all. Like, I listen to it, I go, oh, this was a mistake, that was a mistake. Is it easy for you to, how are you with listening to your own live stuff?
It depends how good the mix is, honestly. You know, like, a lot of board recordings are really harsh and, like, unlistenable, and they're really, they're just tough. They're really tough. But if, you know, you put a little sauce on them and you make them sound a little bit more like the record and add some compression to things, like,
yeah,
it sounds pretty good. And, right, and you can be proud of yourself for a second. So
listen, we were talking about this going on the road. You guys just took it to Europe, like, forever. You guys, because we saw you in November here, and then you hit UK, Denmark, Belgium, Netherlands, Norway, Finland, Hungary, Austria, Spain, Italy, France. I mean, you did the whole thing.
Yeah, we've done that track, if you will, a couple times, and I think we've lapped it about three or four times now. So, you know, we're pretty familiar with the European audiences, and, like, we all have, like, spots in certain cities that we like to go to and hit every time now. And it's I oftentimes find myself in, like, the middle of Berlin or Milan or something, and I'm like, how the hell am I this person that knows how to, like, get around here? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
How did that happen?
You find your spot and you're like, oh, yes, I know there's a bar. There's a great bar here. There's a good bar. I'll tell you, I just got home on Sunday, and I'd gone to see AC/DC at Wembley Stadium last week. And then we got to see Metallica on Friday after that. And we caught Body Count the day we landed on Sunday. So literally we land in London Sunday morning. We're on stage watching Body Count, Ice-T and Body Count. 2 days later, AC/DC at Wembley Stadium. And it's impossible to try to truly explain the joy that the Londoners and the English have for AC/DC, the buildup, the train ride, the bars around the place, the walk into the stadium, 90,000 sold out 2 days. You know, they played the third and the fifth, and the joy from that sing along, man, that it was truly, I'm telling you, Mark, one of the more emotional moments I've ever had. And it's just sitting in an audience, just almost choking back some tears because it was so good.
Oh, I mean, they're probably the best live band I think you could go see, especially in rock and roll. That's one of the ones, you know. Aerosmith was a huge influence on me, but I saw AC/DC pretty early on in my life too, and they were definitely a band that made me want to do this for a living. And flashing forward deep in the depths of COVID, I don't even know if I told you this before, but Brian, the singer, was nice enough to just meet up with me for lunch for no reason, you know, just...
He's the best.
He is the best, man. And that was a really special thing for me. And just, you know, he was really encouraging. And, you know, it's tough. Like, you're in a young rock band that's up and coming. And, like, it was the middle of COVID and nothing was going on. And, you know, he kind of gave you that pat on the back, just keep going, my son. Just keep going, my son. It'll be all fine. You know?
That's
a great moment for me.
That's the me son. I've been lucky enough to spend some time with Brian over the years.
Yeah.
And again, he's all on me, son. And whatever warmth comes from that, you're like, oh, God, I'll kill for you, Brian. I'll do anybody ever says a bad word, I'll murder everyone. He's one of the most...
Nobody would say a bad word about that guy.
No, he comes from a working class. And I kept thinking to myself, why does this audience adore this band so much? Because 90,000 people singing in unison to every song, and not just the first 40 rows with their hands in the air dancing to the back of Wembley Stadium, 8 to 80. And I finally realized it's that you know, hell, let's face it. There has never been a good-looking guy in AC/DC. That's never been part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're working-class guys, and their songs are working-class anthems, and it strikes such a chord that literally from 8 years old to these old geezers in their battle vests are just losing their minds, and it's just like the world's biggest beer hall sing-along. And it was, I'm still riding a really big high on it because I was like, man, it's so rare you get to see something like that. Every band should shoot to have that effect on a world.
No, I mean, every band does. It's just super rare to have that effect. I'm happy you got to go. I'm a little disappointed that I am not seeing them over there this summer, but I have a feeling, fingers crossed, hopefully they do some American dates next year. I'll get to catch them then, but yeah, that's an amazing show, and one that if you haven't seen as a rock fan, you got to go check
yeah.
it out.
So listen, because I know you're a historian and you like to travel. When you're on your off days, are you finding some good spots? Anything interesting?
Yeah, I mean, you know, off days are, especially in Europe, you know, you're going so hard during the tour that, like, you're just trying to, you know, maybe get a good restaurant in. Maybe if you're feeling up where you can, you know, like you've gone to like the Holocaust museums and
where'd you go to the Holocaust?
That stuff.
Where'd you go to the Holocaust museum?
There's there's the one in Berlin.
The one in Berlin. I've been to the one near the wall, and it's down the road. Yeah. We went to Krakow.
Oh, that Cold War histories. Yeah, Krakow is where the really good one is, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that
intense,
dude. It'll change your life. It'll change the way you look at everything for the rest of your life. And there's, yeah. I could spend the next 10 minutes trying to impart that. And there's nothing to be said. When you go, it will change the way you look at every human, every possibility, the future, politics, just what makes us human, what's wrong with people, what's right with people. It is a game changer for sure, man. If you get a chance, and it's heavy, it's not fun, but it's super important.
Yeah, it's heavy.
So everybody should do it, man. If they get a chance to in there in that area, it's but that's where the songs come from, right?
Well, that and just, you know, going out there experiencing different cultures, and you know, like you said, when you're touring through Europe, like especially at our level, like everything has to be pretty efficient, right? There's not a week off over there to just enjoy yourself. So what I like to do is I'll take a week off at the end of the tour, because you know you're paying for buses, you're paying for hotels, you're paying for crew. So like you got to do things a certain way to make sure you don't, you know, lose your ass out there. But I'll take a week off at the end of a tour and I'll rent a motorcycle and go ride through Italy or Croatia or something. And that's where I really get my,
yeah,
that's where a lot of the juices start flowing for creativity. Once you're out of that cycle of touring, you can kind of let your mind run free again.
Yeah, no, that's it, because you jumped and went to New Zealand on your own. And was it, you were telling me you woke up one morning and there were 6 inches of snow and a blizzard happening?
Yeah, that wasn't the most fun day of riding motorcycles, but it was a memorable experience nonetheless. But yeah, that was a tough one.
Dude, we Bob, A-hole Bob and I are talking about leaving Kansas City in August.
How's he doing, man?
Oh, just as right? Just as stoic and as unfeeling as ever. Just one giant lump.
Yeah, I love that guy.
listen, we'll be at the show on the 21st. I'm sure we'll all get together and say, hey, but we're putting together a ride up to the Chesapeake Bay, I think, the Outer Banks, then back down through Shenandoah into the Blue Ridge Parkway in Nashville, and then back to Kansas City here in a few weeks.
So fun. When are you doing that? Because that is so funny, because I was just looking. I have 2 days off coming up here in the fall, and we're going to be staying in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I was like, I'm awfully close to the Blue Ridge Parkway and to the Tail of the Dragon.
Yeah, listen, the Tail of the Dragon, I would tell you, it's everything you've heard and filled with amateurs. So you just do what you do on that. Yeah, Blue Ridge Park, I'd say.
It's a Monday, so I don't think there's going to be too many bikes out on a Monday morning.
Hey, man, let me know. It's not that far. I'll jump on it. I'll end up in Tennessee in an afternoon, man. I
love it.
That's the best. It's, dude, eventually, hopefully you'll get to a place where, you know, the shows are big enough that the buses, the trailers have a little bit of space and you throw your bike on and you get to take it with you.
Total Neil Peart style. I would love to be able to do that.
Dude, these crazy bastards, my friend Jesse and Jackal and Roman, the bass player, would do the show and then drive, instead of riding the bus, they would ride all night to the gig and then sleep.
That's intense.
crazy. That was insane. I was like, both you sons of bitches are trying to kill yourselves. I love riding and I love long distance, but every night riding overnight after a show sounds absolutely goddamn terrible to me.
No, yeah, that sounds awful. I mean, especially as a singer too, like you need to get some rest and get ready for the next gig. But in terms of riding, I actually just a couple of weeks ago, my dad flew up to California and we took a ride from LA up to the Sierra Nevadas and hit Yosemite and Lake Tahoe. And I took him through all the mountain passes there. And it was just, oh my God, it was an awesome ride. And he'd never done any of it. So to see him like looking at Yosemite Valley for the first time and being up on, you know, Glacier Point, looking at El Cap, he was just literally floored. And he actually does a lot of work with an organization called the Patriot Guard Riders, and they basically, they're all guys that ride like Harleys and motorcycles, and they sort of honor fallen veterans at their military funerals. And it's a really cool thing that he does. So he's super involved with the riding community up in New York. But yeah, I mean, for him to see the, obviously he's got that like old American patriotism in him, and
sure,
for him
man,
to see some of those iconic sites was a cool thing.
And with your son. Like, with my dad, by the time I was old enough to ride motorcycles, my father had gotten out of motorcycles, so I never had that. And I will tell you, if I could go back in time, I would absolutely change that. I'd find a way to change it because, listen, he gets to see his son grow up and pursue a dream, a long-shot dream, become the lead singer of an incredible band, Dirty Honey. So you're proud of your son. You get to go out and experience this. Go ride motorcycles. Go see this great world we have. All the freedom that we have, you know, due to what you get, you know, how you have succeeded in your life. You've got the financial freedom to go out and do it with your dad. Your dad's lived his life. He's out doing it. Man, it doesn't get any better than that. That's better than a Grammy, I think. Those are the memories when you're on your deathbed that will keep you warm.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Especially for him, too. You know, like, that's a life well lived. And, you know, I'm definitely glad to be able to take the time and, you know, yeah, like you say, create those memories. And I mean, and also like, it's fun. That's the best part of it. Yeah.
Dude, if you haven't done it yet, the ride between Portland and San Francisco on the 1 and the 101, as you get down through the Redwood Forest.
I've done it. Dude. Yeah, that's the best.
Oh my God, I've done it twice with Bob now, and Bob's a smoker. So all of a sudden I turn around and he's wandered off on some giant sequoia walking through the forest looking for Ewoks high as bulls. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, I've lost him now.
That trail of, it's called Road of the Giants or something.
Yeah, the Avenue of the Giants.
Avenue of the Giants, yeah, that's an awesome road.
Oh, dude, it'll knock your ass off. And it's impossible to explain to somebody why you got emotional looking at a 2,000, 3,000-year-old tree, but you really do.
Yeah, definitely. We were just up. I took my dad up through Sequoia National Park, and they're like slightly different gigantic trees. But, yeah, he was like, I've never seen anything like this. This is blowing my mind. They're huge.
Dude, how great is that to be able to do with your dad? I mean, listen, being a rock star is pretty goddamn good. But there's nothing that ever, your dad's always your dad, right? No matter how big it gets, no matter how many albums are sold, no matter how big the audiences are, your dad's always your dad. So those moments to get to do that and for you to show your dad that, man, how good does that feel?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And to just, you know, fly him out and, you know, get the bikes already. And, you know, he's been trying to rip a BMW 1250 RT for a long time and to take like an extended trip on one of them.
Nice.
He was like, I'm buying one of those. I'm buying it. I was like, all right, you know, whatever. He owns a Harley. He has a beautiful Harley, but, you know, he definitely would like something a little more sportier to have in the arsenal as well. So,
That's it.
Yeah. I think he's found it, you know.
Listen, if it's got two wheels, I'll ride it. I've got an old Russian Ural.
That's awesome.
Yeah, an electric.
Side
got,
car?
Oh, yeah.
Side car in the Ural?
Oh, yeah, for my dog. Are you kidding me? That's the whole reason. I bought that goddamn thing, took the seat out so my dog could ride in it.
Dude, my dad did the exact same thing with the Ural. Exact same thing. That is hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's, I'll tell you, man, it's, I can't wait to see it. The 21st, by the way, we got so far off track, guys. But Mark LaBelle, Dirty Honey rolls into Kansas City the 21st. It's going to sell out. If you want tickets, you got to get them now. July 21st, a Sunday night, the Madrid, 38th and Main. And you guys, I think you're really going to love the venue. I think it'll be an incredible day. I'm sure you're playing Saturday night. But if for any reason, man, you guys end up coming into town early, I've always got a few bikes fired up, man. We can go for a quick ride.
I will definitely let you know. I think we are playing on Saturday in
Tulsa.
I'm not sure where. Tulsa.
Jake just Tulsa. Typed it up. Tulsa, Oklahoma, the night before.
Hey, man, well, keep the bikes warm for me at least. You know?
All right, listen. And
you never know. You never know.
When are we going to see a new album, by the way? Because I know you guys are on the road and you're touring.
Yeah, no, we just blasted through Australia not too long ago. We went to the studio while we were there after that little tour. So we took like 7-8 days and went into the studio and wrote some stuff, recorded everything. And I'm deep in the hole of creativity here, writing lyrics and, you know, just tracking some melodies and stuff, and it's coming. It's definitely coming along pretty good. So, sooner than later, that's for sure.
Is it sure and steady with you with lyrics, or is it just nothing, 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 and all of a sudden it just comes pouring out?
It's, you know, it's a tricky thing. Like, you don't know where the inspiration is going to come from, and it's like, even last night, like, I was just walking around, and I wrote a line in my phone. I was like, oh, it's a pretty good line, and then that sparks a whole... Right. set of lyrics, you know what I mean? Just one line. So, you know, and then sometimes, you know, you're sitting on the mic, the other guys, this little session we just did in Australia was very creative, where like, okay, like who has just a riff? Let's just build a song off a riff. And then, you know, 45 minutes later, you got the framework of a song, and that music will drive me in a direction lyrically, and I'll just start scatting on the mic. And before you know it, you have, you know, pretty good bones to a song here. And it's like, okay, well, that was a unique way to do it. So, yeah, I mean, it could come from anything. Right. So you're just trying to tap into it.
What about the rest of the Dope Goods? Notto holding himself together? What about Justin and Jaden? Everybody?
Nobody's holding themselves together. You know how it is.
I think about Notto sometimes. I'm like, I just wonder when he's going to pop up in the news. Just because, you know, that kid, he's just... He's just on fire. Like, you know, you're like everybody, but he is 11 on fire, just trying to stuff it all in as fast as he can.
You know, it's funny. He just texted me at 6. So I got up, I set an alarm here at 6:30 a.m. He texted me at 6:19 a.m. He said, are you up? And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, why the hell are you up? I'm getting up to talk to you.
Right.
And he's probably just going to bed. So
good on him, man. Good on him. All right, listen, I'll see you guys. Hell, I'll see you guys in about a week.
Love it.
All right, man. We'll catch up on Sunday, the 21st in the Madrid. Man, thanks for getting up and taking a minute. I appreciate you, brother.
I always got time for you guys. Tell Bobby said hi, and yeah, great to talk to you. We'll see you soon.
Love you, man. Stay there. Man. You're gonna miss me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.